From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Israel's government has suspended special permits for tens of thousands of Palestinians during the holy month of Ramadan, following a late Wednesday attack on a cafe in the commercial capital Tel Aviv, in which four people were killed, five wounded. Police have both shooters in custody. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who just returned to Israel from Moscow, immediately held a meeting with his security chiefs and spoke afterwards.
This is a savage crime of murder and terrorism in the heart of Tel Aviv. It's done by criminal terrorists who don't value human life or are willing to murder innocent citizens.
The U.S. condemned in the strongest possible terms what it called a horrific and cowardly attack. Police spokesman said an investigation is underway, but there had been no attacks on Israeli civilians and police in Tel Aviv since New Year's Day, and no concrete intelligence a terror strike was in the works. Israel has seen a relative lull following months of Palestinian stabbing attacks of Israeli civilians and security forces, sparked by rumors Israel was planning to take over an East Jerusalem religious site sacred to Muslims and Jews. A Nigerian rebel group has rejected the government's offer of talks to end pipeline attacks disrupting the country's oil production. The Niger Delta Avengers also said the group blew up an oil well belonging to the Chevron Corporation in the Warri North area. The Avengers claim responsibility for a wave of attacks in southern Nigeria on facilities owned by Chevron, Shell, and Eni. Analysts say the damage has cut oil output by at least one quarter, more than 500,000 barrels a day. The government said this week it was forming a committee to open talks with rebels. A previous wave of attacks in the south ended in 2009. This is VOA News. A U.S.-backed Syrian alliance of Arab and Kurdish fighters is preparing to enter the Islamic State-held town of Manbij. U.S. Defense spokesman Colonel Christopher Garver said the Syrian Democratic Forces, numbering about 3,000, are on the outskirts of the town, and an assault is likely just days away.
Not a matter of hours. I think they're a matter of days out. At the pace they're moving now and at the speed that they've been able to fight the enemy, we think they're a matter of days before they conduct the attack on the city. That being said, the enemy gets a vote, and if Daesh puts up a stiffer resistance, that could slow down just in any type of normal fighting. But we think they're not hours out. We think they're days out. And we anticipate that assault to come in the coming days.
The campaign's success would cut off the IS group from recruits and fighters flowing in from Turkey. In Baghdad Thursday, a suicide car bomb near a military base north of the capital Thursday. Another blast near a marketplace in the capital killed at least 18 and wounded dozens. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Meanwhile, Iraqi security forces have retaken a southern neighborhood in Fallujah from the Islamic State fighters, the government's first presence in the western city in more than 2 years. But there are indications the number of civilians trapped inside the city is much larger than first thought. Lisa Grand is the UN humanitarian coordinator for Iraq.
I think we thought that there would be about 40 to 50,000 civilians who were at grave risk. What we now think, based on the stories that people are telling us, is that there are probably closer to 90,000 civilians that are still inside of Fallujah, that are still trapped, that still can't reach safety.
A Pentagon spokesman said the fate of those civilians is a tough problem and being watched closely. Japan has lodged a protest with the Chinese ambassador after a Chinese naval ship sailed close to territorial waters of disputed islands in the East China Sea for the first time. Japan said the vessel sailed to within 24 nautical miles of the islands known in Japan as the Senkakus and the Diaoyu in China. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, addressing a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress, has called for closer cooperation in the fight against terrorism.
The fight against terrorism has to be fought at many levels, and the traditional tools of military intelligence our diplomacy alone would not be able to win this fight.
The Prime Minister praised the U.S. effort to achieve a stable and democratic Afghanistan and underscored the growing economic and cultural ties between the two countries. Forces loyal to Libya's new unity government claim to have advanced deep inside the coastal city of Sirte, considered the Islamic State stronghold. A brigadier general told the Associated Press his forces seized a key bridge inside the city and are just 5 kilometers from the city's center. The British government says it'll extend the period of voter registration in the European Union referendum. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.